Big day night tomorrow out at Western High School as they have the graduation that will be broadcast on K105.3. Superintendent Mike Smita joins us. And pretty exciting, Mike.
Yeah, it is, Greg. You know, it's interesting. This is going to. I had a young man who works at one of our local grocery stores who's a senior. He said he's nervous about Friday. You know, they haven't had a chance to practice and they don't know what's going to happen. And my response to him was, you know, you're going to have an experience that no other Western student has had. And it's going to be something that you're going to remember for a long, long time. So we're real excited about the format that we have in place for this Friday.
Kind of interesting. How will that work, Mike?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it, we're doing a drive-in theater experience. We're going to have cars that are going to be parked in the parking lot. We have a stage kind of a set in the central location. We're going to have a video truck that's also going to broadcast what's happening on the stage. We have JTV recording it, so kids are going to be able to get a free copy of the ceremony. So parents will come in, they'll park their cars. We're encouraging folks to stay in their cars. We know that, you know, they'll probably get out and stay near their car area. But we're going to broadcast it on K105.3. So, you know, when you go to the drive-in, you tune in the radio station, it's going to be very similar. You're going to get to listen to what's happening. We have some great student speakers. One of our staff members, Jerry Meredith, is going to deliver the staff and announcement. So it's going to be a real interesting experience. We're actually looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You can also watch that on the K105.3 Facebook page if you want to do that on your various devices. So
correct.
I see there's some rain in the forecast, but it looks like it's going to be late, Mike. So hopefully we can squeeze that in.
Yeah, we're not allowing rain to happen before we're done. As Dr. Vickers said, it can rain after 8:05. It can rain all it wants, but you're right. It's going to live stream on Facebook from the K105 Facebook page. And like I said, JTV is going to record it sometime. I'm sure they're going to broadcast it. But this is a very unique time, as we all know. And, you know, we'd love to have our kids in the gym graduating from their high school. We'd love to have them congregate, but under the current circumstances, we have to create that distancing and respect the wishes of our governor and other people.
How many seniors, Mike?
Fortunately, this is one of our lowest classes going through for the next few years. We got about 190. Over the next course of the next 4 years, our lowest class is 225. So this is a smaller group. Dr. Vickers has said, you know, between the three speeches and the processional of students, we should have a graduation ceremony about an hour.
Oh, that's pretty well planned then.
Well, if everything goes according to Hoyle, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a first.
I tell you, I'm very proud of, Dr. Vickers brought in a team of parents, students, staff members to put this together. They looked at different options. You know, we considered using MIS. We considered, doing a drive-through. We considered, a lot of options that other folks have done. But this is the one that the students felt they wanted and that it's as close to graduating from their gymnasium as possible, and we really want them to have that last hurrah on our campus, and this is going to be a very unique and memorable experience for them.
Well, Mike, it's almost July, and I don't know, are you sweating bullets here or what?
Which issue you want to talk about, Greg?
Well, I guess just moving forward, I think everybody is well aware that everybody's going to be probably cutting their budgets, at least somewhat.
Yeah. Well, I'm very proud. We've been able to be frugal the last several years. We've built a little bit up in our fund equity. Mm-hmm. We have taken the first steps to our budget for next year. We'll adopt that probably Monday night, or I should say Monday night. We need to. Our budget adoption, we're anticipating a $750 reduction per pupil next year. But I think with what we have in play, you know, that net impact on our district of a $30 million budget, we're going to have to dip into our fund equity about $700,000 to $850,000 for next year, which that position could improve. But we do know we're going to have to use some of that fund equity to get through next year. Hopefully the tax base, the sales tax base, comes back roaring back next year and people are eager to spend money. And then the following year, maybe we can climb back to a reasonable funding level.
Come roaring back, I don't know, but I guess you're probably wishful thinking that it at least slowly comes back, Mike.
Well, I'm optimistic. I'm really trying to be optimistic in this whole thing, and I think once Michigan gets reopened, I think our community members, our citizens, are eager to get back to doing the things that they love doing, whether it's going out to eat, whether it's going camping, whether it's going bowling, you name it. And people want some form of normalcy. And so once that happens, we can start generating that sales tax revenue, which is very important to public education.
Sure. So I'm not hearing any significant job cuts out there.
We are very fortunate. We did have 5 retirees before the end of the school year, teacher positions. We are currently offering a voluntary severance plan. So if somebody wants to leave early, there's some money available to them, enticing them to take a retirement or move on to a different position in another district or maybe another career. Currently, we have 4 folks who have volunteered to take that. So when we factor in, veterans leaving, hiring newbies at the lower end of the pay scale, we have eliminated some positions, but we've been able to move people around. I've told my board from day one and my staff, we want to do this without layoffs. And I really think we're going to be able to do that. And I'm proud that we're going to be able to do that. We're going to take care of our people best we can with minimal impact to the classroom.
Do you have a list of scenarios for September and you're going to eventually have to pick one?
We're in that process right now. We've had a group of parents and staff members meeting several times on Zoom meetings over the last several weeks. What we're hearing from our parents, we put out a survey, is our parents want their kids back.
Sure.
Most parents want their kids back. Yes, there's some apprehension. There's a little nervousness. We know even if we're face-to-face in the fall, there's going to be a small group that says, hey, I'm not ready yet, and we want to be respectful of that. So we know that we're going to have to plan to have a online option. We're beginning that process. One of our first steps is, we need to make sure that every student has a device that they can use at home to connect. So we are in the process of doing that, and I think we're going to be able to pull that off within the next week or two. Then the next step is we need to start training our teachers. I think our Western teachers did a fabulous job this spring with the time they had to plan. And I think that given a month or two before August, I think we can even do better. But whatever we do online next fall, there needs to be more rigor than what we did this past spring.
Well, I know you're a football fan. Do we see football?
Greg, I would love to say absolutely, positively yes. I think my gut reaction, and this is just Mike Smita, my gut reaction is I think we're going to see very limited fall sports this year. I would love to see football, but I'm not so sure that's in the cards.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of ball still in the air, so to speak.
Exactly. Well, you look at the pro teams as they gear up. We had baseball, hockey, basketball, football, they're all gearing up, and all of a sudden they get a few diagnoses and cases, and things shut down.
Yeah.
Well, if it's happening at that level, I don't see high school sports taking off. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. A lot can happen between now and, the second week in August when football practice is supposed to gear up, when fall sports are. Cross country, maybe likely. Tennis, girls or boys tennis, yeah, maybe likely. So there are some sports that maybe they'll be able to do. But again, we haven't seen any guidance yet from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. So we're being optimistic. We're hoping it happens. I love our sports, and I love the kids participating in sports. I know that's an activity that draws kids to school. And without that, there seems to be a big hole or a void in that.
Mike, does testing come into play with? I never hear that involved with school districts. Is that going to be too expensive? Is that something you're looking at maybe for the faculty members? How's that going to work?
I'm assuming you're talking for COVID.
Yeah.
Testing. We haven't been given any guidance yet. Mm-hmm. The suspicion that we have is that we're going to have to do the typical temperature test, the questionnaire as people come in. A lot of the studies are saying that this isn't as big of an issue for younger people as it is for the older people. Well, we have staff members that have compromised immune situations or health issues.
Sure.
Are we going to be required to do that? We don't know. We're still waiting for the governor to give us some direction. I know there's a lot of apprehension right now in the community. The CDC has their guidelines, and I know we have a large contingent across the country that says absolutely not. We're not following that. But at the end of the day, whatever the state tells us we have to do to reopen, we're going to have to do. So I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know if that's going to be every adult has to be tested whenever.
Right.
So we're still waiting to see what happens with that.
What time do you get underway tomorrow night?
We get underway at 7 o'clock. The gates open up at 5:30. We are asking whoever's coming to our graduation ceremony, and each student was given two passes for two cars. Okay, so each student can have two vehicles or family members in the parking lot. We're going to be having traffic enter through the Michigan Ave entrance, which is up by the baseball field, the Maxson Lane.
Yep.
That way we're hoping to keep the congestion off of Deering Road. We have that nice half-mile stretch we can get traffic in, get them parked between 5:30 and 7:00. Start the show at 7 and get out of here before the rain hits.
Well, good luck to you, Mike. Of course, I always appreciate you stopping by, and it should be interesting tomorrow night.
Well, thanks, Greg. I'm real excited. I'm very thankful for the partnership with 105, K105, and as well as JTV. And this is going to be a real neat experience, and hopefully people tune in and listen.